from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sportsbook on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
There's always been a quiet place to harbor you and me.
Ferry to the Vineyard out of New Bedford is rocking. Don't come a knocking, because it is Mr. and Mrs. City Wiggins on the way to the Vineyard later on today. Little bit of breaking Red Sox news.
Uh-oh.
Which will please Curtis Scheim.
That is correct, Greg.
Looks like we will see, barring any unforeseen roadblocks, we will see Tristan Cassis in the lineup, or at least activated this evening in Baltimore.
That is correct. Per Chris Cotillo of Mass Live, Cassis expected to be activated for the Red Sox in Baltimore tonight.
Do Excellent. You think he rushed it?
Might have.
Pump the brakes, Tristan.
Yeah, yeah.
Pump wait. Brakes.
September 1st is right around the corner. Oh. You can wait on that.
Well, Bradford doesn't have to take any medicine this morning.
Okay. Gerard Mayo has spoken. And what he has said about a potential quarterback competition heading into week one of the season is of interest, and we will get to that in just a moment. This is John from Connecticut. Hello, John.
Hey, good morning, fellas.
What's up, John?
Well, I, like Wiggy, I get motion sickness very easy, and that's a high-speed ferry taking on New Bedford.
Yeah.
And with choppy waves. I did that to Block Island. It wasn't pretty. You may want to consider going out of Woods Hole. I know you're trying to beat the Falmouth Road Race and all that. Maybe it's going to be less participation because of the weather. But the Woods Hole ferry is like 20 minutes. It's so quick.
Yeah.
I mean, you got to deal with some traffic, but it's better than chucking over the side.
Yeah, well, he's probably either way. I mean, the swells are, we're talking world record-breaking swells.
Yeah, predicted. The swells are going to be popping off.
Yeah.
And I thought the weather's supposed to be nice this weekend.
The weather's nice. The ocean is... Sometimes is angry.
Ernesto is angry.
You are encountering an angry ocean today, and on Sunday it's going to be even worse.
And can I give you another recommendation? Uh-huh. No crab nachos, no matter how good they are, right before boarding.
All right, well,
that was almost all over Courtney.
If they're as good as the Tipsy Seagull, I don't know if I can do it.
Was that the craziest thing, seeing Wiggy? The boat is right there. He's been talking all day about motion sickness, and he's inhaling crab nachos.
He couldn't. They put them right in front of him. What do you expect him to do, Curtis?
And I don't eat seafood, but you couldn't even taste the crab. It was more of
they didn't really have time to be tasted.
It was more of like a cream cheese
it was crab rangoon type nachos.
Yes, right. Yes. With duck sauce on it, some other little, you know,
it was pretty good.
Now that we mention this, I've been wanting to address this very briefly with Wiggy. You rip Greg and anybody uh-huh. who is a boneless tender guy
yeah.
as a fraud.
Yeah,
right?
I don't, yeah.
They don't have wings. They're not real.
Yes.
What's your favorite Chinese food appetizer?
Boneless spare ribs.
Oh!
Completely different.
Right. Makes sense.
Fraud.
Completely different.
How?
Giant fraud.
Huh?
Just like the guy who said, you're going to another one of those islands again this summer?
Yes.
That's very bougie.
Boneless
only
spare
bougie
ribs.
People. Where are you going this weekend, Wiggs? I'm going to the vineyard.
Going to the vineyard.
Yeah, you're gonna take, Wiggy's going to take a boneless bike to the vineyard.
Boneless spare ribs and spare ribs versus chicken wings, bone-in wings and boneless.
Right.
Two different things, though.
Okay.
Completely
I don't know
different.
How, but I'll take your word for it.
This is Ben in the car. Hello, Ben.
Hey, guys, thanks so much for taking my call.
Of
I love
course.
Your show.
Yeah,
I just
want
to thank you. We really appreciate it. So I obviously want to talk about last night. I really echo what you guys are saying. I mean, the reality is if we want somebody to be a head case, spray the ball around and throw interceptions, we've already got Zappy to do that probably for about $1 million. You don't really need Jacoby. I also want to say that I do think that Drake immediately elevated the team. You actually saw a product worth seeing on the field, which we haven't really seen in some years. And the other piece I'm going to say is I want to talk to you guys talking about drafting, getting wide receivers. A guy like Brandon Ayuk, or let's just pick anybody, looking at May on the field actually makes us look like a destination. So I cannot see a reason to hold the kid back. Let him grow, let him improve, and let him grow our brand. But, yeah, thank you. Appreciate you taking my call.
It's not only our eyes. It's not only your eyes. It seems like the eyes of Jerod Mayo and hopefully Alex Van Pelt and Elliot Wolf et al., were opened a little bit last night, and this is what Jerod Mayo said moments ago about a true quarterback competition.
Do you see this as being a competition?
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their 6 pools on 3 different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Competition between the two of them right now as to who is going to be, you know, the starting quarterback against Cincinnati?
I do. You know, we have 3 more days of training camp practices, and it's our job as coaches to evaluate, and the competition isn't over. They're still going to go out there, and they have to show not only their, you know, themselves and the coaches, but also their teammates. So it's definitely still a competition.
Okay.
Right.
You believe him?
I'm going to take him at his word. I like what he's saying there.
Do you think he went into last night expecting that, or do you think that his mind changed last night?
No, I think he went into last night expecting that because that's why Drake May was getting reps with the ones, right? You just don't give the reps with the ones to somebody where you don't have expectations on or potentially him being a starter. And Greg, you know, at one point in time, I've been in those meeting rooms as a coach before, and I know how difficult it can be to make decisions.
Right.
It was very difficult for you specifically.
Yes. There was a lot of moving parts at Brockton.
Well, you were forced to play a young quarterback.
Uh-huh. Well, he wasn't forced to. He chose to.
But he was the best player at the position.
He was. And the refs really didn't give you any favors early on.
No, a lot of moving parts. But
you had people working against you the whole time you were
always
there. Behind the scenes.
But I still help out because the new coach, I like him a lot, and I really have a lot of respect for him. So I go down there, and I help out every now and then.
There's some freshman quarterback at St. John's Prep,
mm-hmm.
who everybody is talking about being a huge prospect.
Is the kid that used to, it was at Lawrence and then transferred over there?
I don't know.
Okay, but I think I know what you're talking about.
I just see a lot of of mumblings.
Yes.
About him.
I think he was at Lawrence, or he's from the Lawrence area. But if you're in that...
I'm sorry, Bill O'Brien, you went to St. John's Prep.
Correct.
Let's get him to BC,
right.
pal.
Right. Well, you want to win the local recruiting. But if you're in that meeting room, and this is the discussion that I think that they're having. They got to be saying, why shouldn't we start Drake May in week one? Like, if I'm Mayo, that's the question I would be asking the offense. You look at how he performed in the sense of controlled the offense, had a good understanding. Why would we not want to start him? If we're calling it an open competition, let's now get him more reps after his performance on Thursday night, especially, he said, they got three more training camp practices.
Yeah.
And Curtis, you were right before they got to make a decision.
Right.
Let's start getting him some more reps with the ones.
I mean, the argument sometimes is that Elliot Wolf is inclined to do this the Green Bay Packers way.
Right.
And so then you have. Right.
But in that case, Brett Favre or Aaron Rodgers exist. Jacoby Brissett is no Aaron Rodgers or Brett Favre.
Yeah.
Jordan Love, if Jordan Love was drafted in the same exact situation and Jacoby Brissett was the starter for the Packers, my guess is Jordan Love plays his rookie year. The reason you're allowed that privilege of time is right. when you have a great quarterback. Mahomes sat behind Alex Smith. Brady sat behind Bledsoe. We're talking about Pro Bowl quarterbacks. Jacoby right. Brissett is a Pro Bowl guy. Not a Pro Bowl quarterback.
Well, no other, just this year alone, and you could even go back to like last year, you know, a couple years ago with the drafts or last year. When have you saw a rookie quarterback get drafted in the first round and then sit behind a guy who's a journeyman backup?
Right. For the entire season.
For the entire season. The only one that I could can throw
what about
out there.
Mahomes? Who did Mahomes sit behind?
Well, he brought up Alex Smith, but remember, Alex Smith wasn't a journeyman backup at the time.
Consider Jimmy Garoppolo a journeyman guy when Trey Lance was drafted?
No, because Jimmy Garoppolo
he had just signed a pretty big deal out
yes,
there.
Hurt.
The only guy I can give you, and I don't know if you guys would agree with this, would be Tua and Fitzpatrick.
Okay.
That would be the only one that I could see where Tua was maybe, what was he, the fifth overall pick? And
correct.
Fitzpatrick.
Fitzmagic. Please.
Fitzmagic. But everybody.
That chest hair was immaculate.
Every other first round quarterback, if they're not sitting behind an established veteran who's proven that he can win in the league, they are playing. We saw it last year with Bryce Young and CJ Stroud. We've seen it this year with pretty much every quarterback in the first round who's gotten drafted, other than Michael Penix Jr., who's sitting behind Kirk Cousins.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would say I am shocked by this. 41% of respondents, we just put a poll up. Who do you want to start for the Patriots at quarterback week one against the Bengals? 59% say Drake May, but 41% say Brissett.
Say Jacoby Brissett. Really?
Which is high. I thought it would be like 80-20.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
So, I mean, there is so many people that have just been, they've heard the regurgitated storyline of how Drake May's not ready. He's not going to come in there. The team doesn't want to play him. If I'm Robert Kraft, there's nothing I gain from seeing Jacoby Brissett.
No.
No.
And the team is far.
You gain immediately from having a quarterback competition.
Exactly.
Like, I don't know if they're smart enough to be doing it, but they're creating a little bit of buzz.
Right. The most interesting components of the Patriots since Tom left has been the quarterback battles, either between Cam and Mac and Bailey, or this right now. And now it's up to 40 votes. It was early. It's 70% say Drake.
But even with Mac Jones, like all the Mac Island people, what was the biggest thing that people used to say about Mac Jones to the people like myself who were anti-Mac? When he played well or he made a good play, the excitement level rose. Right. So that's what you're going to get with Drake May all season
long.
On the offense. Around him. Yeah.
So when you start
to see Drake May play, even if he's struggling and he makes a couple good plays, you're going to be like, oh, this guy's going to be good. This we everybody did it with Mac Jones. It's like, oh, look at that Mac Jones game against the Dallas Cowboys or against the Vikings.
Mm-hmm.
So you'll get that every week with Drake May, and you'll get people to tune in.
All right, well, coming up next, our first Friday chat with Patriots linebacker Jelani Tavai, who was our Friday guest all last season. He's back again this year, so we'll talk about last night and other things with him coming up. Right now, in Courtney's absence, Shime with what is trending this hour.
The Rich Keefe Show, weeknights starting at 6. Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
The Patriots dropped their second preseason game to the Philadelphia Eagles last night, 14-13. Jacoby Brissett started the game going 3-for-7 for 17 yards and an interception. Drake May then came in, went 6-for-11 for 47 yards. Added a rushing touchdown into the mix as well. One more preseason tilt left for the Pats against the Commanders a week from Sunday. Sox lose another as they drop this one to the Orioles 5-1. Pivetta gets the loss here, allowing 3 runs in 5 innings, striking out 6. But good news for the Red Sox. Tristan Cassis reportedly is being activated tonight in Baltimore per Chris Cotillo of Mass Live. So we may actually get to see Tristan Cassis for the first time. Sox and Orioles go again tonight. First pitch 7:10 with Cooper Criswell on the mound for your Boston Red Sox opposite Corbin Burns. You can hang out with John Lyons at 6:10 for the Mass Mutual pregame show. And then Will Fleming and Tyler Murray have the call on the Shaw's and Star Market WEEI Red Sox radio network right here on EEI. And as always, on the Odyssey app. And Notre Dame has suspended its men's swimming program Thursday for at least a year after an external review found members of the team violated NCAA rules by wagering among themselves on results for their competitions and failed to, quote, treat one another with dignity and respect. Trending Now is brought to you by Cape Cod Lumber. What's on deck this season? How about a beautiful new deck and rail system from TimberTech? At CCL Homescapes in Abington, you'll see a huge selection of TimberTech products. Let the experts at CCL help you enjoy life from your new deck. CCLCO.com. That's what's trending. Here's Curtis with your weather.
Thanks, Shime. 69 degrees, partly cloudy in Boston. Afternoon high of 78. High seas. Look out on the boat from New Bedford to the Vineyard later today.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their 6 pools on 3 different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work, both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at newbalance.com.